Hello, friend. I'm Forrest Keener, pastor of Bethel Baptist Church, and have been for a little over 35 years now. And should you enroll in the Bible Institute of Correspondence, or if you have enrolled in the Bible Institute of Correspondence, you'll be hearing my voice a good deal during the next several months or perhaps years. This is a remake of the original introduction tape to the Bible Institute of Correspondence, and my reason for remaking the tape is because there have been a considerable number of changes and improvements in the format of the Institute, and not only so, but a considerable amount of time has passed since I originally made the tape, and some of the prices and things of that sort have changed, and I just felt that a new introduction tape might be helpful to you. May I say a few words about the Institute before we get into the divisions of it? First of all, let me warn you that study by correspondence is not an easy way to get an education. I'm not saying it's a harder way than perhaps a resident college, but I'm simply saying that it is not an easy way. And if you are hoping that by the use of these tapes I can just pour biblical knowledge into your head without you putting forth a serious effort in study, you're fooling yourself and probably wasting your time. So far as I know, there is no shortcut to learning, no way to do it except simply to study. And so I would urge you, in the words of Paul, study to show thyself approved, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth, and so on. And if you're not willing, if you don't have the intention of doing that, then you probably will not benefit greatly from the Bible Institute of Correspondence, and your efforts there will not be a good investment. Now, a few words about the nature of the Institute. It is not my purpose to try to prepare students for all of the worldly views and all of the worldly endeavors of the ministry that are being promoted today. My purpose is simply to give a Bible education. And therefore, I have divided the basic courses of study, the basic divisions for study of the Institute, into four sections. First of all is theology, which of course is the study of God. Secondly is soteriology, which is the study of man's fall and salvation. Thirdly is ecclesiology, which of course is the doctrine of the church, and of course ought to follow man's salvation and the doctrines of salvation. And finally, we have Bible Survey, which is an overview of 96 lectures going progressively through your Bible and seeking to cover the basic issues of Bible study. In these four sections of study, you will ultimately have 96 lectures, 48 tapes with a lecture on each side, along with 96 outlines for every different course. That is 96 for theology, 96 for soteriology, 96 for ecclesiology, and 96 for Bible survey. There will be some other courses thrown into this. It'll become portions of these divisions and will be integrated with them, which we feel will be very greatly to your advantage. For instance, the first 48 lessons in theology will be theology proper. Then we will interject some various subjects that are subjects for theological study that will accompany these to finish out the 96 lectures. The first 64 in soteriology will be specifically an organized or a systematized study of soteriological issue, and the remaining ones will have to do with soteriology, but they'll be a little bit broader in their scope, and so on. Now, I want to urge you in the process of studying in the Institute to put a proper emphasis on theology. There is a terrible error that is rampant in the world today. I suppose it is a philosophy more than a teaching, but it essentially says we need more neology than theology. Now, beloved, no doubt we all need to pray more. There is no limit to how much we need to pray and how desperately, and no doubt all of us to some degree fail God in that area. But without some measure of theology, your neology will not be any good. You'll be praying prayers that are essentially without regard to the will of God and without the knowledge of the will of God. In order to know what our prayer ought to be, in order to know what salvation is, in order to understand the nature of God's activities in all areas, we need to understand something about God. Thus, theology is the first part of the course. I would urge you to integrate the course. For instance, don't try to complete theology and then go to soteriology. Don't try to choose one of the four that you might prefer and complete it and then go to the others. That's not the direction of the course. The course is intended for these to be integrated. That is, for you to be studying theology, soteriology, ecclesiology, and finally Bible survey all at the same time. However, I'm numbering theology first, and I want each theology lesson to precede the corresponding lesson in the other areas. Now, I don't mean without any exception, but I mean basically follow that format, because this is the way I've designed the course and written the course, and I believe this is the way you'll benefit most from it. I hope that as you study, you'll realize that the course has not been developed for profit. It has not been developed commercially. It has been developed to educate Bible students. That's been my design. That's been my direction. That's been the thought in my mind as I have put in these literally thousands of hours now in the developing and the preparation of the Bible Institute of Correspondence. You will need to study. May I point out further that in the process of this, you may find that there are redundant or repetitive remarks. You may find that one lesson will overlap another somewhat. Don't let that worry you. Repetition is the basic foundation of teaching. You do not usually learn that which you hear stated only one time unless it is stated very, very impressively. Normally, you will learn that which is repeated. So, these courses are built one upon another, line upon line, precept upon precept, and I make no apology whatsoever for doing it that way. I hope that'll be beneficial to you. Let me also say that as you enter upon this course, you may find some doctrines or some views of doctrine, some directions of teaching with which you may take issue. That's understandable. It may be that as you study, you'll find that you are more in agreement with me than you thought you were. You may change your position on some things. It may also be that as you progress, you will be continually and fully persuaded that I am wrong on certain issues. That's all right. That's not a problem. I'm not here to try to keenerize you or to program you to think a certain way, but to try to get you to study. When you come out at the end of the Institute, you should have formed some convictions of your own. Let it be said, however, that the tests that you'll be given in the process of the study of the course are not for the purpose of argumentation. The test must be answered essentially according to that which I have taught. If when you get through, you disagree with me, certainly that is your prerogative. On the other hand, if in the process of answering the test you contradict or disagree with my answer, and you write that answer on your test, it will be counted wrong. That's not my purpose to argue with you, but to test and see what you've learned of the course. Then you must, of course, form your own opinions of it. It may be that in the process of studying, you're going to find some imperfections in some of the tapes. I'm always glad to have you to call my attention to those. We have, in fact, found there are a few tapes that were physically faulty, causing us some terrible grief. For instance, we found a few masters that were made on tapes for which we paid a good price, but which had a leader way out in the middle of the tape. This, of course, was not visible to us or to me. Therefore, my master was made over that, and there will be about a foot and a half of tape that passes by and records nothing. Thus, there will be a skip. We're trying to find all of these and complete them. You also will find there will be some cases where you'll have some background noise. We hope that that will not be too grievous to you. These tapes are made in my office, and usually that background noise is going to be the furnace running in the wintertime in my office, and it'll go off. You won't hear it, then it'll come back on. You may hear a very slight roar of background noise at the present time. That is the fan running on the air conditioner, and we leave that now running all the time. I'm hoping it will not be too problematic. If so, we will turn it off, but I'm hoping that it won't be a problem to you. I'll listen to this tape. If it seems to be so, then we'll make some alterations. Meanwhile, I hope that you can be both honest with me and patient in the quality of the tapes. If you run onto a tape that is difficult for you to understand, please send it back to us. We will replace it with the best quality tape we can give you. These are made on good quality tape. Most of the problems are in recording. When we find a tape that for any reason has inferior recording, we are trying to replace it and give you a good quality of recording that you can hear distinctly, that you can study and enjoy, not for the quality of the recording, but for the clarity of speech. We hope that in due time we will be able to purge out all the tapes that are not perfect in their quality and to replace them with good quality tape. By that I mean I will redo those particular lectures that are bad, because that's the only way that I can correct it. May I say something else, that as we move into the last three semesters of the Institute, you're going to find that some of the lectures or messages will not be recordings made here at my desk, as is this tape and as are the recordings of the first three semesters. But they will be series of doctrinal messages which I have delivered to the congregation, usually in series on Sunday night. And so you'll find a little bit different nature about them. They will be recorded from the auditorium. Now, you will not get any background ring or anything from the auditorium, because they go directly from the microphone to the PA system. In most cases, you will get a little better quality, perhaps, than you're getting from this. But you will also get the effect of preaching more than of lecturing in that. I don't think it'll take anything away from your understanding of the lecture. But some of these, which I have done in the past, I feel will be very beneficial as far as the Institute is concerned. One of those will be 32 messages on the mysteries of the kingdom, which will be used in areas of theology, in areas of ecclesiology. And then there will be the Sermon on the Mount, 32 lectures there, which will be used. Other series of that sort, which were intended and will become part of the Institute, but at the same time, they were delivered from the auditorium. You may enjoy listening to them a little bit more, but I just want you to be aware of the fact that the nature of them will be a little bit different. You may find in the process of that times when I may have ran over the 45-minute limit just a little bit, and therefore you'll be cut off right at the end of the tape. Doesn't mean there's anything wrong with that tape. It just means that I preached a little bit longer than necessary. You may also find times when I preached only 35 minutes and the lecture will be a little bit shorter. None of this has any real effect on the Institute, but I just wanted you to be aware of the fact that that would be out there. It is my prayer that the work that has been put into this Institute will be a blessing to many people. God has already used it much more greatly than I anticipated. We have presently pastors in churches across the country that have used the Bible Institute of Correspondence as part, or in some cases, most of their original Bible education. We have missionaries on foreign fields. We have students on those fields at the present time in Australia. I have probably well over 100 students in the Philippines at the present time. I have students in two students in Ireland, at least two, perhaps more than that. I've had students in Africa, Germany, Japan, Mexico, Canada. And though I certainly do not claim responsibility for the education or the ministry of those students, I do believe they have profited from this course, and I hope that you will also. Now, in closing, let me give you just a few words of instruction as to how you should study this course. Many hours have been put into the writing of these outlines and the making of these tapes. You cannot, by one listening to these tapes, glean from them what is available to you. It is not possible. You should listen to each tape at least three times. You should listen at least one of those times with your outlines before you. Now, it'll be profitable if you drive to work and have a cassette in your car, or if you travel a lot on the road and have a cassette, it will be profitable for you to listen to them repeatedly in your car. And obviously, you can't do that while you're driving with the outlines at hand, but listen at least once with your outlines before you. And then listen at least two times besides that, at least three times, and that before you move to the next lesson. If you can digest each lesson progressively, it'll better prepare you for the following lesson. And since you have invested in this course and are investing a measure of your time, I plead with you to go ahead and invest enough time to absorb what the course really has to offer. And where I misspeak or make minor mistakes in the process of making the tape, as everyone does, you'll soon find those and you'll understand what I'm saying, though I may have said it wrong right at the moment. The context will clarify it for you if you'll listen to them carefully and repeatedly. It is my prayer that the time you invest in this course will be time well spent, that you will not feel that you've wasted your time, that this will help to prepare you for the ministry of Christ. I hope that in the words that Paul gave to Timothy, I may commit these things to faithful men that they may teach others also. As you study this, it's my prayer that God will bless you, that God will lead you and guide you and enlighten you, and that you'll be a better minister of the gospel as a result of having invested your time in the Bible Institute of Correspondence. May God bless you.